Emerson Ludwig of the ESAC Raiders joining us here today. She has made her a college choice to play volleyball. She's going to be headed to Iowa Central Community College up in Fort Dodge. Emerson, first of all, appreciate you joining us here. Second, congratulations on making an outstanding choice with a great program up there with Coach Horn.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You bet. Let's talk you and volleyball. When did you first start playing the game, and when did you start to realize that this is something I could be really good at and really enjoy playing?
Oh, gosh. I started down in fourth grade, you know, starting with all my class teammates. So that was always really fun. I feel like I definitely, I feel like up in middle school, you know, starting up my freshman year at ESAC with Brenda Orrick and moving on to Brandon, that was always really fun. So definitely getting to know the coaches and having them kind of teach me the game a little bit better. Also playing AAU in the off season, that just taught me a lot. So doing that and advancing my career was pretty awesome.
Where do you feel like you grew as a player?
Definitely, there's not many middles at ESAC, so I feel like just getting that momentum up and, you know, playing in the front row is definitely my specialty.
Yeah, you guys have not had a lot of height over the years. So what was it like playing a position where you're not, your team doesn't traditionally have the, you know, the height that you gave them the last few years?
Right. Yeah, it was so cool, you know, being a varsity, you know, playing with that team, but growing along the way, starting at JVR my freshman year, definitely having the height, knowing that you're going to meet that one day, that varsity spot, eventually going on to college ball is really cool.
So
gives you a lot of opportunities, definitely.
Tell me how it is to start at JVR, like you said, and to work your way. You know, some kids and some people, even adults, if they start, you know, at the lower level, are going to maybe give up. You didn't. You kept working. So kind of take me through your story of how you got to be where you're at in a varsity starter.
Right, definitely. So I started out as JVR my freshman year, suiting JV. And I just think I had so much love for the sport. Not necessarily I had the skill my freshman year, but I had so much love and compassion for the sport and for my team that I wanted to continue on and I wanted to keep growing. So I played in the winter. I stayed close with my teammates throughout the whole season, and growing, meeting all the upperclassmen my freshman year was, it's crazy. It's awesome to grow as a team, and just, it's so sad to lose all of them this year, but I'm excited to start a new journey up at Iowa Central.
When did you start to realize that this is something I want to do next level?
I would say my sophomore year, I did a bunch of camps up at Iowa Central, so I got close with Coach Horn, and the experience up there was just so fun. So definitely around there, you know, when I was still playing JV, started suiting varsity my sophomore year, maybe played a few matches, but definitely around there, I knew I wanted to continue it, whether I was on varsity in college or not.
So those first couple of years that you went to camp, especially that sophomore year up at Iowa Central, what did you learn there, and what really triggered you that, hey, if I had decided to play, this could be a place I could see myself at?
Right. Yes. So at Iowa Central, I loved their team bonding. They spent, you know, they pick each other up, and Coach Horn she's really one-on-one with her players, as well as, you know, the assistants there too. But it's just an amazing environment, I think, is what brought me in there the most. You know, they're very welcoming. When I was there up at camp, I played with the upper level. So I was playing with the college girls at the time, and they were so welcoming and just really encouraged me to, you know, keep going and digging through it. So it was really awesome there.
What's it like to play with college-age kids that are probably pretty good? She runs a great, really good program. As just a sophomore in high school, were you overwhelmed, or did you realize kind of right away, hey, I fit in here?
You know, Jeff, it was terrifying, if I'm saying the least, especially as a middle and you're a sophomore in high school playing with sophomores in college. It was pretty terrifying, but, you know, they welcomed me in really well. So I feel like that's what brought me in the most.
Sounds like then Iowa Central was kind of the leader when you started looking at playing at the next level, was there other schools that got into the mix, or was Iowa Central just kind of where you really wanted to go?
Iowa Central was definitely my top contender the whole time. I definitely looked at other schools, but I knew I was going to Iowa Central first, just depending on where I would transfer to afterwards. I feel like my older sister, Tristan, went to Iowa Central and just kind of following in her footsteps up there.
What was the conversations like with you and her about Iowa Central and Fort Dodge and the school as a whole?
She loved it there. She had so much fun. I know as a senior and even my junior year, I am taking classes online. So I have some of my instructors will message me and be like, "Hey, I had your sister." And I'm like, "Yep." So following in her footsteps, definitely like people know who I am already before I'm even there. So it's really nice to have those people there.
How many college courses do you have out of the way already to help you? Will you go in as like a second semester freshman or a sophomore or something already?
Yep, I'm going in as a sophomore. So I'm doing only 1 year at Iowa Central next year.
Okay, how do you do that with volleyball then? That's kind of a unique experience. Will you still try to play too, or is it just going to be 1 year and then move on?
So I talked to Coach Horn about it, made sure it was okay, and she was absolutely on board with it. You just do 1 year and then you move on, but I'll go in as a sophomore.
Okay. Now, you mentioned you looked at some other schools, even the four-year schools, in case you decided you didn't want to play volleyball. What other schools did you look at? And I think you said, if I remember right in the conversation before the interview, you did visit one other school.
Yes. So I visited DMAC up in Ankeny. And I did really like it. The campus was really nice. I definitely leaned more towards Iowa Central. I looked at a bunch of 4 years just in case I didn't decide to play. I looked at UNI, Iowa State, Iowa, kind of all the main ones, I feel. UNI for sure with my education major.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up here shortly. What was the kicker then that made Iowa Central and volleyball what you wanted to do for at least that 1 year, means you looked at other schools in case you didn't want to? What changed your mind to say, "I do want to play at least a year"?
I feel like all the benefits. So you get so much more involved. You meet so many new people and you just really step outside of your comfort zone. You know, playing a college sport isn't easy and you travel and it's very time consuming, but I feel like just the opportunity, I just didn't want to give it up.
What's the conversations with Coach Horn been like about what your role will be with them next year?
You know, I've had a few conversations with her, not necessarily about my role, but kind of what the expectations are going into it. So camps this year, so this summer coming up, you know, move-in dates, things like that.
What's the conversations been like? What is she talking to you about and those type of things?
So when we had our conversation, she was just telling me all about it. So I was already familiar with the camp. She was talking to me about, you know, what we do as a team. And she said, we'll get to know more about that in the spring. So there's not too much I'm expecting some surprises, but I'm excited for them.
Do you know most of the girls on the team fairly well then, having camped up there?
Honestly, no. I know a few girls that are going up there just from, you know, I know surrounding schools. Amanda Wardell is going up there, so we've talked about it a bunch. So that's super exciting that I know a few, but I was up there my sophomore year, so a lot of those girls are really gone.
So will you kind of try and reach out to as many of the girls as you can that are going to be a part of next team? How do you build that bond for next season before the school year starts?
Right, absolutely. I've, you know, definitely reached out to a bunch of girls. I've had girls reach out to me. You know, you kind of see those posts on Facebook, Instagram, things like that of people announcing that they're going there. So you kind of just go from there, try to build that relationship. But I'm sure most of them will start here up in the spring.
What's the thing you're looking the most forward to of getting to college and playing volleyball?
I'm so excited just to build the relationships with the team. You know, I love the sport and being able to build that bond, you know. I don't know if we'll be able to beat my bond at ESAC with my best friend, but I'm so excited to start that new journey up at Iowa Central.
You mentioned that you're going into education. That's still a to be determined on what you want to do with it, the way it sounds. But kind of take us through why education and being in education is where you're leaning.
Yeah, so I babysit all summer long, and I love children. I love helping people, so I kind of combined that. I shadowed Miss Pullen, Dallas Pullen, in fourth grade, and Jessica Hunziker this past second semester, so that was very helpful for them to allow me to shadow up in their classrooms. And watching that really just showed me kind of like, this is what I want to do. I love the environment of it, and I love what they do every day, just trying to help children grow and learn.
So it sounds a little bit like you're leaning towards younger kids, but that hasn't been fully decided yet, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. So the last question I'll have for you here is, you've kind of peeked at some four-year schools. You only get the one at Iowa Central. Is there a leading candidate, and you don't even have to tell us who it is if you don't want to, but is there a leading candidate of where you may go after that 1 year at Iowa Central?
Yeah, my leading candidate right now would definitely be the University of Northern Iowa, UNI. My older sister Tristan's up there, so we'd be able to spend time together. I also kind of like the campus, the environment. It's a great education school, so I'm definitely leaning towards UNI.
Well, I tell you what, if you go to UNI, even if it's just to visit your sister, you got to go to Jay's Homestyle. My guess is she'll probably tell you about it, but you got to try out Jay's Homestyle.
Okay, you got it.
All right. Emerson, I appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations. It's been a pleasure kind of getting to watch you and your career grow at ESAC County, and going to be fun for me to follow how you're doing up at Iowa Central next year as well. So appreciate you joining us here today, and best of luck with everything.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You bet. Emerson Ludwig again with ESAC County. Again, she's going to head to Iowa Central Community College in Fort Dodge to continue her volleyball career and her education.